Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Larry Krasner had a news conference this morning, and he wanted to address anyone who was looking to cause trouble at the polls. And this is how he chose to talk about it.
Anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Polls open now more than 2 hours in Wisconsin. Sorry, we're just over 1 hour. Get my times mixed up here, because we're going to be on the air tonight.
That's right.
6 o'clock, Eric and I will join you for an election night special coverage. We'll take you till 8. Mercure takes over after that. Scafidi all night. And then Eric and I will be back on the air with you at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Early tomorrow, yep.
Yes. Polls, again, already open in Wisconsin. When we come on the air tonight for our election night special at 6 o'clock, polls will already be closed. They'll be counting votes and perhaps have results in some Eastern time zone states. Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, Virginia, among those that will be done by the time we start our election special tonight. Final push for the candidates in the battleground states. Vice President Harris actually went door to door in Pennsylvania on Monday.
It's the day before the election, but I just wanted to come by and say I hope to earn your vote. And I wanted to just thank you for just giving us the time.
Well, you got my vote already.
She's walking around, folks coming out on the porch. All right, yeah, hi.
Does she have like the little... the things, the tags that you hang on the doorknobs, just in
hand
case.
This to a friend, right? No,
and, just in
and
case someone doesn't
person
answer.
And lanyard person walking along, right? She's wearing a vest. No. Also had at a rally in Philadelphia, did the vice president, former President Trump, closing out his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is it. This is the last one that we're going to have to do.
Former President Trump expected to vote today in West Palm Beach, and that's also the site of his expected campaign party tonight. The vice president is going to be in Washington. She will be at her alma mater, Howard University.
There will be lawsuits. There will be legal challenges. Joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News is CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Good morning, Thane. So what type of challenges can we expect to see or hear?
Well, Vince and Eric, there are a number of things. Well, first of all, remember, more than half the country votes by absentee mail-in ballots. And there are many rules associated with that, including for those of people in Milwaukee, and in Wisconsin who already voted. There's an envelope that needs to be sealed within another envelope that needs to be sealed in most of those situations of mail-in balloting. There's a whole series of information that you're supposed to provide in order to verify who you are. Some cases you don't have to verify who you are. It needs to be dated properly and signed properly. There are issues related to late arriving ballots. There are issues in whether they get counted. There are issues related to ballot harvesting, where they get picked up, such as like mobile drop-off points. So my guess is that if there are lawsuits, many of them will have to do with election workers that saw irregularities in the way in which the mail-in ballots were treated. Now, this happened 4 years ago, and you know all those cases got dismissed. The term of art was often used by almost all the judges. They said, there's no evidence of widespread fraud. The problem there is the word widespread, right? Because what they're saying is, well, we can see there's some technical problems and there were some statistical irregularities, but we don't. It would have made a difference. Now the question is, since both sides will be very lawyered up, will the courts actually think that some of these technical problems won't make a difference?
Something interesting that you would find interesting from Wisconsin, Thane, I don't know how closely you looked at it in 20, but one of the lawsuits that made it from the Trump campaign all the way to our state Supreme Court, the high court, instead of ruling on the merits of the suit, told the campaign, we cannot provide for you the relief that you seek. Can you kind of explain what that means in legal terms? They were looking to basically overturn the election result in Wisconsin.
Right. So the judges in those cases are saying, look, we don't have the authority to overturn an election. We don't see a legal reason that we can identify in Wisconsin law that based on the facts that you're showing, demonstrate either that the voting mechanism was unconstitutional or that there's some Wisconsin statute that was violated here. I remember that. A lot of the courts had similar language. It didn't mean anything. What it meant was the following. Some judges were actually more honest. When they said legal relief, they said, I cannot provide you with the extraordinary legal relief that would be required here. You know what they meant there? I will simply not be in a position to disqualify the votes of African Americans in Milwaukee. I'm not doing that. And I live in this state, and you've got to be out of your mind if you think I'm going to disqualify the votes of people that have been disenfranchised for more than half of this country. That's what they're saying. I will not be considered a racist. I will not allow my children to be, shunned by their friends. It was so interesting. In almost all of the battleground states, Philadelphia had the Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, Michigan, I'm sorry, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Michigan, Detroit, all of those cities had a judge that said very interesting things. And you know what? You can't blame them. They're basically saying the relief you're requesting is unimaginable, and I'm in no position to give it.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. So the former president is expected to vote in Florida today. Now, we have had some questions on the text line and elsewhere wondering, what are the rules there? How is he able to vote given that he's a convicted felon?
Well, that case is still being appealed, right? I mean, yeah, he was convicted, but everything is still open. That's number one. Number two, he is a candidate for the presidency. You know, people are very surprised to learn that if he were convicted and the appeal process had been exhausted and he'd be sitting in jail, he could still run for president, right? I mean, he could, in this country, the founding fathers had no problem. You could redecorate a jail cell and make it look like the Oval Office if you wanted to. And if that's what the people wanted, Eugene V. Debs, who was the head of the Socialist Party for many years, was in jail for various acts of sedition, and he was running for president. So that's number one. Number two, the issue is, is he a convicted felon? First of all, unappealed. Secondly, the only case in which that actually happened was the case in New York, in which the things that he did were actually misdemeanors that were elevated to felonies. So that would have been an interesting legal case. If, in fact, someone was trying to stop him from voting, they'd say, you're convicted, you've committed felonies. And he'd say, no, you guys did a bootstrapping where you took two misdemeanors and turned them into felonies because I was running for office. And because of that, you called it a campaign finance violation. That would have been interesting if that would have gone to the Supreme Court, right? So, yeah, but it is a good question from your listeners. But I think that the larger question is, was anyone going to stop him from voting? Because that would have resulted in another lawsuit that would have gone to the Supreme Court.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, it will be interesting. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
8:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
A number of, just folks offering what the polling places have been like for them across Southeast Wisconsin. Pull up a few of these here on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Would love to hear from you. Let us know what you saw. Less than 30 minutes to vote in Greenfield. 120 votes in between the two machines. Let me see. Good morning again. Good morning. Voting, I was number one in line at Burlington. 6:20 a.m. Polls open at 7 o'clock. By that time, there were 200 people in line here. What did Sandy Max tell us? She was in Oak Creek, right? So a small line, standing outside with umbrellas.
But it started to grow there once it got to 7 a.m.
I expect to have a line of about 3.5 minutes in Greendale.
Why so short?
I've never waited very long, even in larger elections. And then, I was just checking our numbers in Greendale. We're a community of about 14,000 people, and 4,000 have already cast ballots. So all those absentee ballots can now be processed, whatever. So I don't know what's that, maybe at least a third, if not half of the voting age eligible population there. So you already have half of the crowd thinned out.
All right.
I'm going to go in the afternoon when it's no big deal. I'm going to skate on through and
okay,
you
we'll
stood
see.
In line for a whole half hour.
Yeah, because I can't do it today. That's why.
8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News. A26 on this November 5th. Polls now open in the state of Wisconsin until 8 o'clock tonight. We are officially, this morning, at this hour, at this moment, E, tied in the race for president. This is a result I can report to you.
Okay.
The only votes cast that have actually been counted and reported so far, Dixville Notch in New Hampshire. We talk about them once every 4 years. Because in this small community, they vote just after midnight. This is like their thing. So at midnight, they all go to their little hall there. And the literally six people who live there cast their ballots just after midnight.
The president, 3 for Kamala Harris, 3 for Donald Trump.
All right, 3 for 3. So officially tied this morning.
I wonder if they had done any exit polling before they announced the 3 and 3.
I don't think they needed to. Oh, there's Schindlinden over there. We know which way he votes every year. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Schindlinden just does whatever Mr. Schindlinden does. So that's 2 for this side. Right?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. The analysis would be done.
Pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Just size them up, know who did what.
So that was in New Hampshire. Also in New Hampshire, some of our favorite stories are when names match. So oftentimes there's like a villain or someone super famous whose name is also the same as some guy who lives in Cudahy or something
some
like
athlete,
that.
Some athlete, right?
Yes, right. Well, in this case, this is in New Hampshire also, there's a Kamala Harris. It's spelled the same as Kamala Harris.
I will say I'm pretty happy. Like, if you Google my name, she comes up instead of me.
So Harris is 33 years old, single mom of 3. She's speaking to WMUR ABC 9 there in New Hampshire. She says people usually notice her name when she's got a show ID.
Usually it's when my ID is getting checked, like if I'm in a store or something. And then people are like, oh my God, no way. And it's like this whole big, my birthday is April 1st. So it's like this, oh my God, that's a joke, right?
So here's my favorite part. She gets donations.
Have received a few political donations on PayPal from people sending money to the wrong places.
So they're just searching up Kamala Harris and sending it to this lady in New Hampshire. I mean, they didn't ask her how much she's gotten, but looks like she's received some cash donations
there. I hope she kept it. I mean, normally, Ima, you find somebody's purse or wallet, you turn it in,
of course,
right? You want
right?
to be honest.
Yeah,
or
yes.
You get an overdraft or something like mm-hmm. that. You know, like something at the bank, you return it. They always find you anyway. So
this is true.
But I generally believe you should be honest about that sort of thing. If somebody's so stupid as they sent a Venmo to just some random person with this name and thought that was a political contribution, keep it.
So according to WMUR, so she pronounces her name Kamala, not Kamala, and she reads a postcard that she got from one fan.
It says, "Hi, Kamala. Thank you for being a voter. When will you vote in the Tuesday, November 5th election?" From Nora in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah. Okay.
So what, like a child?
Yeah, it's right? Just sending out, just curious
really
about
like
her.
You. I hope you become our first woman president.
So
please
here,
write me back.
This is my favorite also. Great question. Who is Harris voting for in today's election?
Still doing a lot of research. Still, like I said, pros and cons on both sides.
She's undecided. She's the one. The one undecided we have. How about that? I think that's a brilliant answer because you don't... It does her no good
don't
to say
this.
Who she's voting for. So
right.
You might as well just say, yeah, I'm still doing my research. Still trying to figure that one out.
8:30 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
An update on a story that many across the country were following very closely. A retired football star, Vince, is now apologizing for sticking up for his little brother.
Jason Kelce is apologizing for smashing a heckler's phone outside Beaver Stadium in Pennsylvania after the college football fan referred to his brother Travis with a homophobic slur.
Hey, Kelce! Kelce!
How do you feel your brother's a
Jason had this to say at the start of Monday Night Countdown on ESPN.
I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. In a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate.
He says from now on, he'll do as he was taught.
I try to live my life by the golden rule, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
man, you feel for them because somebody said some obnoxious stuff, and just because you're a person in the public eye or whatever doesn't give somebody a right to talk to you like that. But can't take people's stuff and wreck it either.
You just have to take it. You have to be yelled at. I
mean, right. Which it's
someone throwing homophobic slurs.
Right.
Although he threw the slurs back.
Easier said than done, too, of the, well, you know, you take the high ground. Yeah, this guy's up in your business screaming right. stuff at you, yeah. terrible stuff. Hard not to lose your temper, but, like, you can't, because then he looked bad.
He knows
he looked bad.
Yep. No,
he did something bad. But apology accepted, right? Is this over then?
Yeah, I suppose so, right? I mean, so far they're
flame.
Pay
for the kid's phone?
Yeah, probably, right? There'll be a settlement there, you think?
Here, look. Give him a couple $100.
No, a couple hundred? I don't know.
A couple hundred
bucks.
Here's what I got on me. Mm. No. There could be more to that. But, right. Okay. Did something bad. Owned it. Said he was sorry. I'm okay with it. Not a huge fan of these guys, but whatever. You know, like, I have no interest in it.
Right.
I'm going to buy the Christmas album.
The Kelsey Christmas album. And then eat the cereal.
All
at
proceeds
the same time.
From the Kelsey album will go to this
the
guy.
The phone, yeah.
Yes. 8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eight:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. It is November 5th. How often have we been saying that? November 5th, November 5th, November 5th, November 5th. Like 2 years.
It's surreal, right? Isn't it?
Day is here. Folks are voting in Wisconsin. Polls open at 7 o'clock.
You got to get
morning.
Out and vote.
Right, you do, Uke.
Get out and vote.
Number of people checking in on the WTMJ talk and text line. 40 minutes to vote in Oak Creek. Usually there's no one. Another texter, I predict short lines and waits in most communities because not only have so many voted already, but coincidentally is that today there are many more granular places to vote than when people lined up the last 2 weeks for one or two early voting locations.
Okay.
Fair point there as well. Talked a lot about election security. Any potential shenanigans today? Anybody who could be looking to cause trouble?
A disruptor, a chaos maker.
In fact, you heard an Adams report about the Central Count, which is at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee. A number of police squads out in front there to provide security. Any of the election results, speaking of Milwaukee County here, where they take literally flash drives from some of these local municipalities and drive those flash drives to Milwaukee County Courthouse, where the Milwaukee County Election Commission then tabulates those results for all the municipalities in the county. Those will go under police escort, so security is of utmost concern. You also heard at the top of the hour news, National Guard on standby in our state, 18 others as well, to address any election-related violence. Let me get you this report from Naomi Rahim of CBS News.
The FBI's Election Security Command Center is running around the clock, on the lookout for any and all potential security threats.
Those threats include criminal threats, such as threats to election workers, foreign malign influence, cyber threats, and acts of domestic violence.
In the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia District Attorney warning for anyone attempting to interfere with the voting process.
And how exactly did he do that? This is the District Attorney in Philadelphia, so battleground Pennsylvania,
oh, yeah.
right?
Absolutely.
Larry Krasner had a news conference this morning, and he wanted to address anyone who was looking to cause trouble at the polls. And this is how he chose to talk about it.
Anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out. If you're going to try to turn an election into some form of coercion, if you're going to try to bully people, bully votes or voters, you're going to try to erase votes, you're going to try any of that nonsense, we're not playing. F around and find out. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir.
F around and find out. All right, Mr. District Attorney. But point well taken if you can deter any of that stuff, because if anything gets pulled off, you not only have the immediate result of what happened, but then also the fallout of, see, this was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not picking a side on that. That can happen either way. I'm just saying if you have any disruptions, any problems, somebody runs out of ballot somewhere, somebody loses power, somebody's out in front trying to do things.
And those stories come up every time, too. There's always a ballot machine that stops working. Mm-hmm. There's always a demand for more ballots someplace. It sure seems like that's every election has these pop up.
The we ran out of ballots is inconceivable.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that one.
Like the paper cost, we can cover it, right? Taxpayers just will. We might have some extra ballots at the end of the day. Oh, well.
Right? Just shred them and let's
that,
be done.
That one I don't understand. But to the question that was asked earlier today, somebody else texted and said, you know, like, how can we talk about when we're going to find out results? Sounds like Wisconsin, we could have results early tomorrow morning. First couple of hours of tomorrow morning. What has to happen is you can't report the results of the state until you have Milwaukee. And Milwaukee does their votes, their absentee ballots at a central count. They will be going into, according to the Milwaukee Election Commission, probably the early morning hours as they look to tabulate more than 100,000 absentee votes that have already been cast. They think it'll be 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when they're done with that. Then you take the flash drive down to the county. Then the county puts it in the thing, yada, yada, yada. You have that early morning reporting. And then once that's in, then you may know where the state goes at that point.
And that's still unofficial.
Correct.
Because that's when they do the canvassing. Megan Wolf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission has even brought that up.
We need folks to remember that the results you see on election nights are completely unofficial. That means that they have not been vetted or double or triple checked through the multiple steps that are in our law where an election becomes certified.
So elections passed, maybe, you know, around the turn of the century and previously, there have been projections where I get emotional thinking about elections. No, but you have projections that are made by agencies, by media entities, the Associated Press and others that have exit polling, and they go through this process and they make these educated guesses based on the data they already have versus the data they have already received to say that this candidate is winning this state. And you'll see a little bit of that this year as well. However, when you have so many, at least seven, that are so razor thin, you're not going to see any projections. And that's not a state making a projection or the government making a projection. That's an entity that is ABC or Fox or NBC or CNN that is making those calls to decide whether or not they want to do that. And none of them are going to early unless they are for certain that what they're reading indicates that this candidate won or that candidate won.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
WTMJ forecast on this election day, sponsored by Dave Drakamp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Just a marginal risk of severe weather to keep an eye on. Some parts of southeast Wisconsin included in that zone. Otherwise, some scattered showers hanging around through today and a high of 68 degrees. A couple more folks reporting on their voting situations in long lines. Town of Fond du Lac waited 45 minutes at 7:45 a.m., just voted in Brown Deer. The 12 years I've been voting, I've never once had to wait in line more than 5 minutes. Today was a solid 40 minutes. Lots of people out today.
Yep. Even though we've had 1 in a million ballots already cast, there's still, what, another 1 million people that could vote today at least?
At least, right? We were just over 3 million in 2020 for the presidential election. So you would expect half the electorate still out there. But that's half. Right. Half of the votes already cast and more coming in today, like the absentee ballots that have been mailed in time that reach the clerk's office by 8 o'clock today. So our early voting numbers will actually be juiced a little bit more as more of those are returned to the clerk's offices for today.
You got to get out and vote.
Well, you do.
So there is a lot taking place today.
It's great of Bob to say that.
We will be on at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Wisconsin's Morning News in the evening hours for your pregame coverage before the polls close at 8. Then it's Mercure and a cast of many members of our staff. We'll have reporters out and about at all the locations.
Yeah, we've got people at both Senator Baldwin and Challenger Eric Hovde's campaign headquarters, both in Madison. We'll have people at the Republican and Democratic headquarters in the Milwaukee area. Republicans at the Ingleside tonight, which I think they actually own. It's just their favorite spot to be. Democrats' big party is at the zoo at the Peck Center.
And then we will have WDTMJ's Steve Scafidi on overnight. And then you and I will be back bright and early, earlier than normal tomorrow morning with all the latest.
8:57, the aforementioned Steve Scafidi and the Political Power Hour coming up next.
Get out and vote!